Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, he told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must don glory.
Get your care out of your prayer. Get worry out of there. Start being thankful. Oh, I don't feel. Your flesh don't want to. Your flesh wants to point fingers and accuse and do things like that. But Paul had something. He was the one on that horse, man. I'm telling you, the blessings are coming. And so I thought of David at Ziklag, and he made the wrong choice, and he lays down and cries, and man, his men pick up stones, are going to kill him. That was the wrong choice. But then he made the right choice and lived. He got up and encouraged himself in the Lord. And David's also the one who said, God put a guard over my mouth. Oh, God, it's stopping the blessings. That's your choice. Every time you speak, you're making a choice. Every time you react, you're making a choice. And I'm going to show it to you from what Paul wrote. Now, Paul said he's the one that, you know, I was telling you, blessings are coming. Now, here's the verse that just rocked my world. Romans 12, 14. Let's look at it in the King James. Now, you got to remember, God said to me, when I first said blessings and cursings, it was a choice. So I'm thinking that way now that I'm even in Romans 12, 14. Is that up there? Huh. Now, remember who wrote this. This is the same guy that when his ship sunk, what did he do? Swam.
Everybody in this room, pay attention to this verse.
This verse right here. Totally changed my life. It changed my families. It changed her family on the choice she made when Brother Hagin taught her to walk in love. And she made a choice to react to a husband that changed a family and a son and a son and a daughter and a daughter. And it changed theirs because of a choice she made, because of a choice Brother Hagin made, because of a choice. Come on now. You seeing this connection?
Yeah.
Paul is the one who wrote this. In prison, he said, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. With Silas, he was singing and praising the Lord. Amen. When somebody persecutes you, oh, man, that's the time to be blessing. Oh, come. He knows something you don't know. You got to think this way now. Now, always think, as we're watching this, that God, when he first said blessings and cursings, I told man it's a choice.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Bless them which persecute you. Your flesh doesn't want to do that, does it? Many Christians. There are a lot of unblessed Christians. There are a lot of unblessed believers filled in churches all over the place. And the world is waiting for them to live in the blessings. Not just prosperity wise. Now watch. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. How in the world can you do such a thing? How can you write such a thing? And the Lord spoke to me right after I read it. He said, never underestimate the importance of how you react to those who persecute you. He said, because it is a choice. When somebody persecutes you or does you wrong, the next words out of your mouth are a choice you speak that'll either block the blessings and send the cursings, open up a door, giving place to the devil, or they will release and keep the blessings going. Bless them and curse not. Now that's a choice. Now I started thinking and I remembered a verse that Mama gave me earlier. Now let me tell you how this verse came. Blessings, and this is James 3:10. Let's look at this in the New Living Translation. Put up James 3:10 if you would. And so blessing and cursing. Now remember, when God said blessing and cursing, what should you say? What should you think? Choice.
Yeah, right.
Blessing and cursing coming from pouring out of the same mouth, and you wonder why you're not living in the... Surely, brothers and sisters, this is not right. One translation says, you need to stop this immediately. Oh, wasn't that a good translation? You need to stop it now. You're telling me, what is James and Paul telling us? Man, when persecution comes, somebody does you, you get an opportunity to stay in the blessings. You get to give a choice to bless them, and you stay in the blessings. Bless them and curse not. Coming out of the same mouth, you know what that means? Be more consistent. Remember, who was it? Gloria got from the Lord. Inconsistency lies the power.
That's when he can turn it up.
Mama, now let me tell you something. I know more about sports than Mama does. Now, she may know more about the Thunder or WNBA. But the workings of management and recruiting and all that, she don't. I've been there. I know all about things at halftime, adjusting and all these. I've been there. Years. Been successful at it. So when we would watch sports together and we don't invite anybody outside the Brim family to watch sports with us. Because you may not bless us afterwards, and we're pretty intent. We like our teams. I mean, we're not cussing or anything, but we get excited. Terry got so excited, oh, you gave me, picked Shelly up upside down and dropped her, and oh, did it break her nose? And we didn't care. Oh, you scored. Shelly's, ah. But anyway, so I invite Mom over. I'm in Oklahoma, I can tell it. I invite Mama over for the Sugar Bowl game against Alabama. Oh, and I begin to talk before the game. We're playing the big bad bully, Alabama. Any Sooner fans in here? You already know the outcome, don't you? And I'm talking how the past, you know how you has been in the past at halftimes of big bowl games and this and that and big games and blah, blah, blah. And I'm talking the factual stuff about what I know they hadn't done and this, blah, blah, blah. And Mama downstairs at TV, and Chip, don't say things like, Mama, it doesn't have anything to do. You even taught me. It's not what I say that affects them. It's what they say. It's what they do. I'm just saying this and I'm saying that. But Chip, don't speak those words. Just don't, Mama, it doesn't have any effect of, I'm just saying. So I go upstairs. And when I'm upstairs, the Lord starts talking to me about that. And he reminded me of that verse, blessings and curses come out of the same mouth at any time.
That's right, at any time.
And he said, your mama's not trying to tell you you don't know what you're talking about. She's trying to get you more consistent in it. And if you can do it over your favorite sports team and still speak blessings out of your mouth... Oh, come on, somebody. Get more consistent in traffic or whatever it might be. Here we're trying to turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it on. You're telling me out of your mouth cursings come out in traffic? Hey, it shouldn't be that way. You're ought not to be that way. She says that at her church. Love preaching at her church. She always says that. Ought not to be that way. Amen. So more consistent. Don't let them. So here I am getting all this. Bless them and curse not. And I thought, well, it's easy to bless those who make you happy, but how do you do that when somebody's trying to injure you? So I studied it out and looked up the word bless, and it's a Greek word, two words. EU, which is good. Keep that verse up there. Bless and curse. Is it still up there? Yeah. EU, which is good. And the other part of that word, bless, right there, is logos. Words. That word No, not that word. I'm sorry. Give me bless those that persecute you. The one back. Yeah, in Romans. That word bless right there, look it up for yourself, is two Greek words combined together. EU, which is good, logos, which is words. Good words to them which persecute you. The word curse is a Greek word for verbal cursing. Now, do you see that this whole verse and Paul's intention is talking to you about your mouth? He's talking about your mouth. If you're thrown in prison, bless him. You're making a choice. You're making a choice. God said it's a choice, blessings and cursings. Bless them. Curse not. Bless them. Speak good words about them. Speak good words about them. I don't care what they've done to you. Speak good words about them. Well, I try. I can do it every once in a while. Out of the same mouth? No. Blessings only. The Bible, when he said, man, choose blessings, he wasn't just saying, I choose blessings. He was saying, be a blessing. Speak blessings. Come on, somebody. Live a blessing life. We are blessings. We bless God. We bless our food. Everything has to do with blessings. Why? Because the world is watching. They're witnessing. They witnessed Paul when that ship sunk and that snake bit him. They witnessed him and they said, you're cursed. Man, you're having a bad day. Everything you do is wrong. And they're still witnessing him. Just like your neighbors. And your family and your children are witnessing you.
Yes, they are.
And they said, no, you're not cursed. You should have been dead by now. You're a God. No, I'm not the God, but, well, he's a blessed God. And they begin to, and then what happened? All of this terrible stuff happens. Paul knows. He's the one who wrote this. He knows what? The blessings are coming. That's why somebody in prison can write that. That's why he can rejoice. And here we are in traffic, and here we are on any kind of little bad news. Here it may be the government or the president or whatever, and we hear something, and we speak out of that mouth, and it's not good words. That verse right there is good words and bad words. Actually, curse says evil speaking. The Bible also says evil speaking will do what? It will grieve the Holy Spirit. So you're making choices every time you react. The Lord said to me, don't ever underestimate your reaction and the power of it. Don't ever underestimate the words that come out of your mouth when somebody does you wrong or tries to harm you or injure you.
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar Revealing the Glory that was held in a Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.